Hi, Clerk. I'm ready if you are. Okay, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:11. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Sorry. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Okay, thank you. The next item is prayer. Congresswoman Redcorn, would you render a prayer this morning, please?
Father God, we thank you so much for this beautiful fall morning that we get to come and be in your presence today and make these decisions, Father. Father, I pray that you, at this moment, calm our spirits and calm our minds and help us have organized thoughts. I know there's a lot going on and a lot of moving parts, and everybody has good intentions to do the right thing with this, Father, and to make the most of it for our people, Lord. But I pray at this moment that you give us clear thoughts and calm hearts and calm spirits, Father, and that we can move through this in an orderly fashion, Lord, with peace and efficiency. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together today to work. We thank you that you've put us in this place and that you've protected us. Father, I just pray that you watch over our veterans and our elders, Father, and our little children, Lord. I pray that you protect all of our people and hold them close to you, Lord, and you know all of their needs. And I pray that you meet those in a way that you see fit today in the ways that they need it most. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your presence. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The next item is the approval of minutes. The minutes that we're approving are in the calendar invite to dated November 19th, 2024.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes dated November 19th, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. The next is item number five, which is a report from our budget analyst. Turn it over to Jordan at this time.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Committee. During today's meeting, there will be a couple of amendments proposed. One is for the museum. Marla is requesting $166,000 for a proposed exhibition. Another is for the Visitor Center in Wheelock, Pawhuska. Their expenditures wouldn't be affected. It's just an adjustment to their revenue line, removing the restricted revenue and supplementing it with the tribal appropriation. These changes, if passed in conjunction with all the other changes, would leave us with about $7.4 million available for appropriation at the close of the session. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any questions for Jordan at this time? Okay, thank you. Jordan, did you add the balances from the health center to your report?
No, ma'am.
Could you get that done and also get that sent to us? And also, could you follow up with the treasurer on the interagency agreement?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. The next item is item number 6, ONCA 2510, an act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide supplemental appropriations, appropriation repeals, and appropriation modifications to the executive branch in the amount of $2,061,601 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, so at this time I'll relinquish the chair to my vice chair, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. I would like to begin by offering an amendment to ONCA 2510. You should have received it, and also, well, let me first tell you what the amendment is. I'll read the, so the amendment one, it's only one, but amendment one is to page 4, line 180, and to insert the following section, which is section 44 of ONCA 2473 is amended to read, and section 44 is the museum section of the tribal bill for this fiscal year. What this does, and you have two sets of documents that you should look at. One is from Treasury, it's the support docs to go along with it, and one was just sent out to you from the clerks that Ms. Redcorn, not me Ms. Redcorn, but Ms. Marla Redcorn, has generated for us to see that details what the actual project is for. We have heard about this project before in the past, and the reason that this amendment is here and it's being put into the tribal bill is it didn't work to have these contracts put into place under her ARPA dollars. Because of the nature of the project, it's just not feasible to get these contracts under contract by the end of the year. So it needed to be shifted to tribal dollars in order for that project to play out correctly and us still be in compliance with the ARPA project dollars. So if you all would like to hear from Ms. Redcorn, we are welcome to have her speak to it too. On the documents that you received from her on the back, first of all, you're gonna see a slight difference because her total that she is requesting did not include IDC, so Rebecca added that in. That's why her request, Ms. Marla's request says 158 and the actual request is closer to 166. Because IDC needed to be figured in there. But on the back, Marla has outlined for us what this money will go to. It's mostly professional fees, and it pays for the co-curator, a videographer, it pays the elders who will be interviewed, pays for research assistance and a project advisor. It also has room for postage, printing, and community events. And then, of course, like I said, IDC is actually included in the overall amendment. So,
Chair, if I may.
Sure.
Were you in the beginning when you started speaking about this, did you make a motion to amend?
Oh.
Are you waiting on a second, or were you just...
I don't know that I actually said I would like to make a motion to amend. Page 4, line 180, to insert the following section, to section 44 of ONCA 2473.
Are you entertaining?
That's my motion.
Motion?
Yes.
Okay, so move.
You don't have a copy of it? Okay, I gave the a copy to Jordan, but here, I'll just give you mine. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the amendment, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no? Okay. Brooklyn is gonna give you that amendment. I apologize, I thought it was in our emails. We have a lot of amendments in our, you do have it? Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Maybe you already mentioned, but I'm curious to know what the total of the amendment is in tribal dollars.
166,000. What is the exact amount, Jordan? Sorry, it's around 166,000, but let me get you.
Madam Chair, it's $166,643.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Okay. So there any other action on this bill or discussion on the bill? Okay. Congresswoman Rivard and then Whitehorn.
Okay, thank you. I also have an amendment to ONCA 2510 on page 6, lines 270.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
I'm on these votes today.
Should I start over?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to amend page 6, lines 270, insert the following new section, F, section 66, Visitor Center, the Osage Nation Congress appropriates the sum of $754,131 to the Visitor Center from the General Fund in the Treasury and is authorized to be spent according to the table below. Also on page 7, lines 271, section 70 of this bill will be amended to read the Wajaji Early Learning Academy WELA Pawhuska, the Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $2,007,631 to WELA Pawhuska from the General Fund and the Treasury listed in the table below.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion? All of those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you had your hand up a minute ago. My amendment was sent this morning before session.
Mine too. This morning.
I guess what we did is we just amend how much on WELA? How much more? Was it a gain, a net gain, or was it a shift?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
The WELA and Visitor Center budgets had program income in their revenue lines. Treasury requested that be appropriated in a separate bill, which was filed this session and is being appropriated, but they also didn't want us to reduce the WELA Pawhuska and Visitor Center appropriations here because they're worried that they may not be able to collect all that they've projected in restricted revenue and that would affect their ability to pay the wages. That's what Ms. Matala articulated to me. So all we did was strike that revenue and increase the tribal appropriation line.
That, if I may, Chair, there's another bill that restricted revenue is being recognized. So it would have been a duplication. So what we're doing is we don't want to duplicate the request for the restricted revenue. That's in another bill, and we've already done that piece. So this is us removing that and using tribal dollars instead of the restricted revenue.
So the restricted, may I, Chair, Manager? So the restricted revenue was their projected revenue off their earnings for tuition or for the fees. And so they were concerned that they wouldn't make that earning, which was appropriated as part of their budget. So they've asked us to just give a tribal appropriation in lieu of that revenue that they would earn from tuition.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what...
We took care of that in the operations bill that I sponsored. It was taken care of in that. So it was...
In the SHISA session, right?
No, to this special session. It was an ARPA, my ARPA operations bill.
Right.
It was in that.
It was in that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. That helps me be clear on the WELA portion of it. Okay. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Okay, thank you. And just so we're clear, it also included the visitor center and their revenue as well, because those are two ARPA projects.
Right.
So that's all that I had, Chair.
Is there any other discussion, action, anything on ONCA 2510? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So this is for Mr. Frazier. So this is, you've been carrying these amounts on your projections that we keep here in Congress. So there's not been a shift just by what we did today. That's already been figured in to your calculations against tribal projected revenue.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any other discussion or action or movement on ONCA 2510? Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes, I'll make a motion to send ONCA 2510 to Congress as amended with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Motion passes and it will be sent to Congress. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.